When the call comes, Parker Westfall is on his sixth beer, staring at his motel phone and the television, wondering why one is silent and the other won't shut up. Empty bottles stand in a row across the motel dresser. As he drinks, he peels off the labels. Curled, silver strips tumble out of the ashtray onto the chocolate-colored carpet. Both the Cubs and the Mets have expressed tepid interest, but the new season starts in a week, and he's still unemployed. At the sound of the ringer, Parker lurches out of the brown stuffed chair and snatches the phone. "Westfall residents," he says, without a hint of desperation. "Mets or Cubs?" He hopes for the Mets. The Cubs are a lousy organization.
"This is Christopher Randall. I own the Fort Collins Miners. We're an independent ball club in Colorado. Are you under contract?"
This is not the call he expected. Parker mutes the television and waits a moment to answer.
"No, but I'm expecting a call from the Cubs and Mets. Do you want to play?"
Parker sits down, falling into the battered chair.
"Where are you calling from?"
His mouth is slow and gummy. He wishes he hadn't opened that sixth beer.
"Fort Collins, Colorado. Do you want to play ball this season?"
"Sure. What level are we talking?"
"Independent minor league. We're not classified, but it's double A ball. Are you in shape?"
"How did you get my number?" Parker asks. He'd taken a room in a rent-by-the-month motel in Arizona, hoping to be close by when a spring training call came. He doesn't have a permanent home address. His mail goes to his mother's house in Ohio.
"You were recommended to me by Stan Piper. He said you still had a year or two left."
"A year or two?" Parker stares at the phone. Stan Piper had been his manager in the Carolina League. Parker wants to hang up, but he also wants to let the jerk on the other end of the line know how far off base he is. "I hit 31 homers last season for that son of a bitch," Parker says. "You're talking like I'm ready for the meat wagon."
"He recommended you," the voice says. "Otherwise, I wouldn't be calling. Are you interested? Yes or no?"
Parker settles deeper into the chair. He wants to hear from the Mets or the Cubs. "How much money?"
$2,000 a month.
"You're kidding."
"No, that's what we can afford. And that's one of the top salaries on the club, by the way. Is the money going to be a problem?"
"No."
Parker's voice says otherwise. "We're an independent, Mr. Westfall. We don't get money from the majors. We live or die by the fans. We play to win. We don't have to develop talent. We don't put up with high draft picks with fat contracts and attitudes. We just have to win. Stan Piper said you were a winner."
"What do you want me to do?"
"Come to Fort Collins, Northern Colorado. Do you need a ticket?"
"Sure, if you want to send one." Parker has $120 in his wallet. If they don't send a ticket, he'll hitch a ride with a trucker. Hell, if he sends a ticket, I might sell it and hitch anyway.
"Wait an hour. There will be a bus ticket waiting for you at the station," the voice says. "Don't cash it in. I need you here tomorrow."
Parker rubs a meaty hand across his eyes. "What did you say your name was?"
"Randall, Christopher Randall. Welcome to the minors."
"I've played in the minor leagues before," Parker explains, but the line is dead. Randall has already hung up. Parker turns off the television. Marsha Brady's braces won't be removed for another 10 minutes, but he has things to do. The box from his room service pizza sits open on the bed. One slice left, thick with sauce, cheese, and some red sliced meat that is not pepperoni. He regards the lone, uneaten slice and decides to leave it alone. He needs to get in shape.